Last August, the Russian submarine Kursk sank in the Barents Sea. All 118 crew members died. Some Russian authorities claim a collision with an unknown vessel may have been the cause, but scientists in Arizona and New Mexico who monitor earthquakes and other seismic signals say they have evidence suggesting that explosions, not impact, caused the disaster. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
Seismologist Terry Wallace didn't pay much attention at first to the news last August about a sunken Russian submarine. Then word came that the sub may have experienced an explosion. Wallace's job at the University of Arizona is in part to monitor vibrations caused by earthquakes and explosions around the world. He looked up the data from August 12th and saw an unusual wiggle on the seismograph right when the sub went down. There were two events, first a small one, then a bigger one.
When we looked in detail in the seismograms themselves, we began to see things in the seismograms that told us something about what kind of thing caused this wiggle on the seismograph. And in particular, the second event, the larger event, clearly has a signature of something we call a bubble pulse.
When something explodes underwater, it creates a cloud of hot gas. As this bubble rises, it expands and contracts or oscillates with a regular frequency. In plain English, it rings like a bell.
This produces a type of seismogram which is quite significantly unique. And we can analyze the shape of that seismogram to determine how big the explosion was and how deep it occurred.
Wallace and his colleagues from Arizona and Los Alamos National Laboratory say this second explosion took place about 85 meters down on the sea floor. Its yield was between 4 and 7 tons of TNT. That's about twice the size of the truck bomb that blew up the federal building in Oklahoma City. Wallace knew it was not an earthquake. Quake signals don't look like a bubble, nor do signals from a collision, the scenario suggested by some Russian authorities. Moreover, a test explosion in 1999 by Israeli scientists of about the same size and at the same depth created a seismic signature exactly like this one. When the scientists looked at the smaller explosion, they did not find signs of a bubble. That suggests it happened at or near the surface. In fact, photos of the sunken sub show its periscope is up, suggesting it was at the surface when it was first disabled.
The first explosion probably was somehow a misfire of a torpedo. It's the right size. It's around 150 to 200 kilograms.
Wallace says the disabled sub then hit the sea bottom, where the much larger explosion followed. He says 4 to 8 missiles of the type known to be carried by submarines would produce the kind of explosion picked up by monitors. Wallace's research appears in this week's issue of the journal EOS, published by the American Geophysical Union. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.